Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated le'ilui nishmas Avi Mori Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma daf Samach Hei, and we are seven lines down at the word Tanan. Good morning, Rav Zalman, Dr. Joe, Avi, Dovzi, Chanachanach, Tzvika, Shlomo, David. And we begin. Tanan. So the Gemara is going to begin by asking a question against Rav. Let's remember that Rav and Rav Yochanan had a disagreement about which animal is brought in a case where somehow the one of the animals dies. Let's say you do the lottery and you have the Sar LaShem and the Sar LaAzazel. One of the animals dies after the lottery, so you bring an additional two animals. So we know of the new group, so one of them is going to replace the dead one, but now you have two of the other variety. Which one do you use? Rav says use the first one, Rabbi Yochanan says use the second one. And there's also a dispute in the Mishnah about what to do with the other one that you don't use. Do you let it graze or do you let it die? That's machlokas in the Mishnah, Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. So, we're back to that whole story, and let's begin. Tanan, seven lines down, on Samachei Amud Aleph. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamus. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though this is a chatos of a tzibur, even though it's a chatos at tzibur, Rabbi Yehuda holds this is an exception to the rule. Usually we say, ein chatos at tzibur mesa, but Rabbi Yehuda says, in this case, the chatos tzibur dies. Says the Gemara, which chatos are we talking about? Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, do'amar sheni shebezug rishon yir'eh. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it's the first one is the one that grazes, because the second one is the one that we actually use of the two live ones. The one that didn't die. You have two of the same type. You have the first Sar LaShem and the second Sar LaShem. Or the first Sar LaAzazel and the second. So which one do you use? Rabbi Yochanan says you use the second one and the first one grazes. So, Bishlam of Rabbi Yochanan Damar Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yir'eh. The second one in the first pair you let graze. L'Rabbi Yehuda Yamos. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, no, Chachamim say that one grazes. We say that one dies. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which one are you going to use for your carbon? Miskaper b'sheni shebezug sheni. So, you're going to use for your kapara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second one in the second pair. Ela l'Rav d'Omer. Sheni shebezug sheni yireh. But according to Rav, he says, no, the second one in the second pair, that's the one that's going to graze. Presumably, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the one that's going to die. Chachamim saying the Mishnah's going to graze. Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to die. L'Rabbi Yehuda Yamos. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, the first one should be disqualified because its friend died. Don't we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bali Chaim on Nidachim? L'Rabbi Yehuda Yamos. The Rabbi Yehuda b'may mechaper. If Rabbi Yehuda holds the second one in the second pair is going to die, so what are you going to say? He's going to hold, you're going to use the second one in the first pair. But we know Rabbi Yehuda holds Bali Chaim Nidachim. So the Rabbi Yehuda b'may mechaper, he can't use the second one, he can't use the first one. Answers the Gemara, no. Mi saris Rabbi Yehuda sheni shebezug sheni koi. Even according to Rav, Rav only said his opinion within Chachamim, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda is going to have to hold that Mi Sarvus Rabbi Yehuda Sheni Shebezug Sheni Koi. No, Rabbi Yehuda Sheni Shebezug Rishon Koi. Rabbi Yehuda is going to have to hold in the Mishnah that, like we said earlier, Rabbi Yehuda is going to have to hold in the Mishnah that when he says it dies, he means that the second one in the first group is always going to be the one that dies because he holds Bali Chaim Nidachim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're always going to have to use the second pair, both of them. Even though that was a machlokas Rav Rabbi Yochanan, but that's only within Chachamim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no machlokas. Everyone's going to have to agree, couldn't you use both second karbanos, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Bale Chaim Nidachim. So the first one of them died, and the other one, because the other one died, its friend is Dichoy. So the other one you have to disqualify. Rabbi Yehuda's always going to have to hold, you're going to have to use both second animals. One more question. The Ikka de Kamosev Hachi. Some asked the other way around, like we said earlier, against Rabbi Yochanan, not against Rav, against Rabbi Yochanan. Va'od amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seems to argue twice in the Mishnah, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like both issues are exactly the same issues. V'ikad chamosav hachi. Some ask against Rabbi Yochanan. Va'od amar Rabbi Yehuda. In addition to saying that the other one dies and it's not Yira, Rabbi Yehuda says an additional chiddush. What's the additional chiddush? The exact same thing all over again. If the blood of the Sar Lashem gets spilled, you have to let the Mishtalech die. And if the Sar Mishtalech dies, you have to pour out the blood. Says the Gemara. This makes sense according to Rav. That according to the Chachamim, in the Reisha, Rav holds, Ein Balei Chayim Nidachin, and you could actually use one of them in the first pair, even though its friend died. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, va'od, because Rabbi Yehuda is actually, according to Rav, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is teaching me two chidushim. What are the two chidushim? Reisha plige b'chatas atzibur. In the first case, Rabbi Yehuda is teaching me the chiddush that a chatas atzibur dies. V'seifa plige b'balei chayim, and the seifa is teaching me the chiddush of balei chayim nidachim. However, Elul Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yehuda that Balei Chayim are Nidachim, and you can only use the second one. According to Rabbi Yochanan, they both agree you can only use the second one. My Va'od. So what is Rabbi Yehuda adding in the Va'od? There's no new machlokas there. He's not adding anything new. Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda only argue about one thing. They argue about, does a chatas hatzibur roa, does it graze and you redeem it, or does a chatas hatzibur mesa? But they both agree that balei chayim nidachim. So why do I need the additional statement in the Mishnah? It's just coming to tell me the same thing. The Gemara answers, you're right. Kashya, you're right. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very hard to read the Mishnah, and this is in consonance, like we said earlier, that the Stam reading of the Mishnah sounds like Rav. The Stam meaning of the Mishnah, we said in yesterday's daf, we said the Mashmos of the Mishnah like Rav, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no need to bring two disputes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. They're really both arguing about the same thing. Are Chatos HaTzibur Mesa, or is Chatos HaTzibur Yireh? But they don't disagree, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, they both agree, Balei Chayim Nidachim, you have to use the second pair. You can't use the first pair. So it's a little difficult why the Mishnah decides to teach you the same thing twice in two different cases. It's not Va'od Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's not Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehud. It's not a new machlokas. It's the same machlokas as before. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda said another chiddush. Nishpach Adam Yomos HaMishtaleach. If the blood of the Sar Lashem gets spilled out, so that rejects the Sar Mishtalech, you have to let the Sar Mishtalech die. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Bishlama Nishpach Adam Yomus HaMishtalech. I understand if the blood of the Sar Lashem spills prior to sprinkling it, so you have to let this, that, so that rejects Balei Chayim Nidachim, so that rejects the Sar Mishtalech, you have to now let the Sar Mishtalech die and bring a whole nother set. The reason why you have to let it die is because you haven't yet done its mitzvah. Ella mesa mishtalech. If the sar mishtalech dies prior to sending it out, why does the death of the sar mishtalech disqualify the blood of the sar lashem? We know that pushing it off the cliff is not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev the avoda. So once you already slaughtered the Sar Lashem and you received the blood, that should be enough. Why do you have to, you don't need to throw it off the cliff. So why do you have to disqualify the blood? Even if you didn't throw it off the cliff, so it died, who cares? The blood should still be kosher. Answers the Gemara, no. Amri Devir Rabbi Yani, Amar Kro, Yo'amad Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper, Ad Masa Yezokuk Lios Chai. How long does the Sar Lashem have to be alive in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah? Ad Shas Matan Domim Shel Chaveiro. It's got a Yom Ad Chai Lechaper. The Sar La Azazel has to be alive until after the sprinkling of the bloods. It's the sprinkling of the bloods that makes the Sar Lazazel finished, that it works, even if you don't throw it off the cliff. If it were to die after the sprinkling of the blood, you'd be Yotze, you wouldn't bring another one. But since it died prior to the sprinkling of the blood, it's not Yom Ad Chai until the end of the service of the Sar Lashem, and therefore it becomes disqualified, and you have to bring another two animals and re-slaughter both and start the whole process over again. The Sar Lazazel has to be alive until after the sprinkling of the bloods. The three sprinklings, right? The sprinkling on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the sprinkling in the Kodesh, and the sprinkling on the Mizbeach HaZav. Let's continue. Now we're going to have another review of something that we learned in Maseches Shkalim. Here we go. Tanan Hasam. We learned a Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim. Let's say you lived far away from Jerusalem and you appointed messengers to take your Machzis HaShekel and the Machzis HaShekel of your city mates to Yerushalayim. And lo and behold, Rachmana Litzlan, along the way, what happened? These messenger lost the Machzis HaShekel, or they got stolen. So, who did they have to swear to? Did they owe this money to the Gizbarin, or did they owe this money to the people who sent it to them, who sent them? So this depends whether or not the Trumas HaLishka in Yerushalayim had already taken place or not. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Shkalim, B'nei Ha'ir Sheshalchu Es Shikleim V'nignivu Osha Avdu, members of the city who sent their shekels with messengers and they got lost or stolen from the messengers. Im nitshuma truma, if at the time that the owners found out that it was lost or stolen, the Kohanim in Beis HaMikdash had already placed the shekels in boxes. Now, the halacha is, once they were placed in boxes, not only did they have in mind the shekels that were already there, once they did the Trumas HaLishka and they placed the coins in boxes, they had in mind to include even people who were going to be give the Machzis HaShekel later. So it's as if they already had those shekels. So therefore, it's as if these shekels were already donated. Nishbarin lagizbarin. So the shlichim had to swear to the treasurers that it was lost or stolen. And that would be the end of the story. V'imlav, however, if the Trumas HaLishka had not yet been done, if the Kohanim and Beis HaMikdash had not yet taken the shekels from the big room and put them in the boxes, v'imlav, then nishbarin l'bnei ha'ir. Then they had to swear to the original owners, u'bnei ha'ir shokan acherin tachteim, and the people in the towns had to give new machzis ha'shekels. They had to swear that it was lost or stolen. Sorry, it wasn't donated yet. It was lost or stolen. It was an ones, whatever, or Gneva Vaveda. And we're a Shomer Chinam, so we're exempt on Gneva Vaveda. And therefore, you have to re-give the Machzis HaShekel another time. Now, what about Nimtzu'u Oshihichziru Maganavim? So let's say after the townspeople donated a new Machzis HaShekel, or the Ganavim returned them, Elu ve'elu. So now what do you have? You have a situation where you have two sets of coins that were designated as Machzis HaShekel. Once coins were designated as Machzis HaShekel, you can't remove that designation. So Nimtzu Oshech Zir Maganavim, or the Ganavim did tshuva and returned them. Elu ve'elu shkalim heim. Both have a status of Machzis HaShekel. Ve'ein olam l'shana haba. And you can't say, oh, okay, I gave two shekels this year, So I want to be exempt from my matzis ha-shekel next year. Doesn't work like that. You gave two matzis ha-shekels, and you are not exempt for the next year. Because we're going to learn this halacha that every year you have to give new matzis ha-shekel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, olam la'neshana ba. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda says a chiddush. No, if you accidentally gave two matzis ha-shekels for this year, the second one can count as your matzis ha-shekel for next year. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to use this year's echzer matzis ha-shekel for next year's matzis ha-shekel? Amar Rava, kasava Rabbi Yehuda, chovos shel shana zu, krevos l'shana haba. Rabbi Yehuda holds, karbanos that were separated for the sake of this year can be used for next year, says the Gemara. Wait a second. So all this was the opinion of Rava. No. Was this the opinion of Rava? This is all... Rava says that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is that you're allowed to use karbanos from this year for next year, so you're allowed to take the shekels of this year and use the shekels for next year. Esve Abaye. So Abaye asked against Rava, really? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could use the karbanos of this year for next year? But wait a second, we learned in a braisa about our story. Let's say you have the par, the bull, and the goat of Yom Kippur, that you lost it, so you brought new karbanos. Or the goats, if all of Klal Yisrael by accident worshipped Avodah Zarah, and they separated a goat for the chatas, and they lost it and brought another one. And after they were ready makriv the other ones, they found the originals. Kulon Yamusu, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, they all die. That's going to be the kasha. Why do they all die, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Why don't you just leave them for next year? That's going to be Abaye's question against Rava. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, no, they don't die. Yiruat Shistavu, V'yimachu, V'yiplu Demeim L'Nadava, let them graze and get a mum, and we redeem them and use the money for other karbanos tzibor. She'ein chatas tzibor mesa. Because Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon say, a chatas of the tzibor, we don't let it die, and you can let it graze, let it get a mum, you redeem it and use it for kayetz ha-mizbeach. So you see a question. How could Rava say the Rabbi Yehuda says karbanos from this year, you could use them for next year, if here he says if they have extra par v'sarah of Yom Kippur, you don't save it for next year, you let it die. Why don't you just use it for next year? Answers the Gemara, Omar Le, Rava said back to Abaye, karbanos tzibor ka amris. No, you're telling me about karbanos tzibor? Shani karbanos tzibor. Karbanos tzibor are different. When I said you could use karbanos from one year on another year, that's for karbanos yachid. But by karbanos tzibor, you can't use karbanos from this year on next year. Karbanos tzibor have to be used from the new money. Kidder Rabbi Tavi Amar Rabbi Yoshia. Like the famous statement of Rabbi Tavi in the name of Rabbi Yoshia. Damar Rabbi Tavi Amar Rabbi Yoshia Amar Kro. Zos Olas Chodesh Bechadsho Lechadshe Hashana. The Torah says the word Chodesh, Chadsho, Chadsho, Amar Torah. Chadesh vaveli carbon mitruma chadasha. You have to use for the new year money from the new year, says the Gemara. Hatenach sa'ir. Okay, that makes sense by the goat of Yom Kippur. But the bull of the Kohen Gadol was a carbon yachid. It's not a carbon tzibor. Michael Amemar, why don't you use the bull for the next year, says the Gemara. Gzeira par atu sar. We're afraid if you use for the bull for the next year, people are going to come to use the sar for the next year. Says the Gemara, Umishim Gzeira Yamusu. Really? Because you're worried about what people are going to say? So you cause an animal to die? Va'od. Hadra Rabbi Tavir Rabbi Yoshia. Gufa Mitzvahi. This din of Rabbi Tavi that you're supposed to use from the new Karbana to the Karbana Sibra, that's just a din l'chadchila. B'di'evid, you're allowed to use last year's money. Dami Rabbi Rishmuel, Karbana Sibra Barin Be'echad B'Nisan, Mitzvah Lavi Min HaChadosh, V'mhevi Min HaYoshen Yotza, El Shechis Mitzvah. If you use the old money, you're Yotza B'di'evid. So why are we making animals die for no reason? Says the Gemara, you're right. It's a different reason. Why is it that the bull and the sa'ir that's left over, that's lost, and then you brought other ones, and then you found the originals, why do we kill them, let them die, and why do we not wait for the next year? Not because Karbanos Tzibor have to come from the new money. Ela Amar Rabbi Zeira, Lefi She'ein HaGorol Koveha Mishana L'Chaverta. Because you can't use the Gorol of last year for next year's Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara, is this really the reason? What do you mean? So what? V'naisei v'nagril. So why don't you bring the old bull and the goat from last year and bring a lottery and do a lottery, do a new lottery? Says the Gemara, Gzeira shema yomru ha-goro kovei mishan l'chaverta. We're afraid people are not going to know that there was a new lottery. They're going to think that it used last year's lottery. Says the Gemara, "Hatenach sa'ir." That's a reason not to use the goat, but the bull. There was no lottery for the bull. Par ma'ikal amemer. There was no lottery for the bull, so why don't you use the old par? Says the Gemara, "Gzeira par atu sa'ir." Says the Gemara, same kasha. Umishum gzeira yamusu. Just because you're afraid what people are going to say, you're going to take a carbon and let it die. What do you mean? You should at least let it graze and get a mum. So the Gemara rejects this second reason as well. And the Gemara comes to a third reason. Amru Rabban Kamei Da Abaye. So the student said in front of Rabbi, the reason why the goat and the bull from last year that are lost and then found, lost, then replaced, and then the original was refound, the reason you can't use them for next year, it's not because of Olas Chacha B'Chacha B'Chacha, it's not because of the Goral. Rather, Amar Rabbanu Kamei Da Abaye, Gizera Mishem Chatas Shemesu Bala. We're afraid, maybe over the course of the year, the Kohen Gadol, who's the Bailam of the Par, will die. And the next year, they're going to say, oh, no problem. We'll bring last year's bull. Last year, we brought last year's bull. So this year, and they're not going to realize that this year they can't, because it's the chatus of the Kohen Gadol, it's the chatus Shemesu Ba'aleh, and it has to die. So even when the Kohen Gadol doesn't die, we still let it die, says the Gemara. Hatenach par. Now we do it the other way around. That makes sense for the bull. But Sa'ir, which is a carbon sibur, and it's not shayach for the Bailam to die, Ma'ik l'memer, says the Gemara, Gzeira Sa'ir atu par, the other way around. So here, what we make is Gzeira on the Sa'ir, because people are going to get confused with par, says the Gemara. Same kasha. Umishum gzeira yamusa, just because you're worried what people are going to say, you're going to let a carbon just die. So the Gemara comes to the fourth reason. Ella, what's the reason why a bull and a goat from last year can't be used from this year? Ella gzeira mishum chatas she'avra shnasa. No. We're afraid people are going to confuse this with a chatas that's more than 1 year old. So the Gemara is going to ask right away, what do you mean they're going to confuse it with a chatas 1 year old? It is more than 1 year old, says the Gemara. There is a halacha that a chatas can't be more than 1 year old. It's got to be within its first year of life. So by definition, if you used this bull and this goat as a chatas last year, by definition, now it's going to be more than 1 year old. But now the Gemara does a fascinating mathematical calculation to say that maybe that's not true. Because how do you count the year? Let's see. Gzeira, ask the Gemara. Gzeira? It's a gzera. You're afraid you'll confuse this with a chatas that's more than 1 year old. What do you mean gzera? It itself is more than 1 year old. If it's last year's carbon, you separated it. It was more than 8 days old last year. So by definition, it's more than a year old now. What do you mean a gzera that you'll confuse it with something that's more than 1 year old? It itself is more than 1 year old. Says the Gemara. No. It's not more than 1 year old. Let's see. Gzera. He gufa chata shavashnasi. What do you mean a gzera? You're going to confuse it with a chata that's more than 1 year old. In itself, by next Yom Kippur, if you were mafish it for last Yom Kippur, by next Yom Kippur, in itself is more than 1 year old. What do you mean? Says Gemara, no. Halo kasha. That's not a kasha. Kirebi. This is going like the famous shita of Rebbe by the din of Bate Arechoma. What's the din of Bate Arechoma? The Torah teaches us in Pashas Bahar, or Bechukosai, I forgot already. I think Bechukosai, the Torah teaches us that a person who buys a home in a walled city, if a person sells a home in a walled city, so the seller has up to 1 year to redeem it. 1 year. If he does not redeem it within 1 year, it gets owned by the buyer forever. You have one more year to buy it back. If you don't buy it back within 1 year. Now, how do you calculate the 1 year? Is it a lunar year, a solar year? What about if there's a leap year? How do you calculate? So Rebbe holds that you count 365 days of the solar calendar. That's the year. And the same goes true for the year of the carbon. So if that's true, let's say you have a year without Adar. If there's no extra Adar, it's a regular year. So how many days are there in the lunar calendar? So it's 354. So the animal's 8 days old on Erev Yom Kippur. 354 plus 8 is 362. So you can have it that it's less than 365 days old. Make a calculation. Decide, we learned in the Brisa. V'imlo yugal mos l'shana t'mima. What's shana t'mima? Mon is sholosh meretz v'shishin chamisa yom k'min yimos achama. You count 365 days. Divrei Rebbe. V'chomer mon is shtemos achodesh miyom liyom. No, you just do the 12 months of the Levana. 12 months. V'im nis'abra, if it's a leap month, nis'abra l'mocher. So then the seller gets a 13th month to redeem it back. At any rate, we see that according to Rebbe, it's possible to have from one Yom Kippur to the next and the animal is still not a year old. Great trivia question. How could you have that there were two Yom Kippurs that passed in the animal's life and yet it's still only 1 year old? Because you hold like Rebbe that it's 365 days of the solar calendar, but on the lunar calendar, it's 2 Yom Kippurs. Even though on the solar calendar, it's still less than 365 days old. As it could be March 11th, and next year, March 9th. 1 year Yom Kippur could be March 11th. It was an extra odd. The next year Yom Kippur is going to be March 9th. Wow. Says the Gemara. So this is the reason. We're afraid people are going to confuse it with a chatas she'avra shnasa. Says the Gemara. Hatenach sayer. That's only a problem by a goat. It's got to be within the year. But par, the bull, could be 2 or 3 years old. Michael Lemerman says, Gemara gzera par atasar. Says Gemara again, Umishim gzera yamos va'od chatas she'avra shnasa l're'iyo azla. It doesn't die. A chatas that it's year past, you let it graze. Damar ish lakish chatas she'avra shnasa ro'an osa k'ilu hi omedes beveis hakvaros ve'roa. So the Gemara rejects answer number 5 as well. So the Gemara is going to finally come tomorrow's daf to answer number 6. We will stop there. So today's daf, we offered 5 possibilities, and the Gemara rejects all 5 of them as to why we don't just use the bull and the goat that you had from year 1. They got lost, and then you brought in the bull and the goat from, you got substitutes, and you were makir of them. He did the whole service. And then they found the original bull of the goat. Why don't we just use it for next year? The Gemara brought 5 possibilities and rejected all 5 of them. So tomorrow we will begin with possibility number 6. Everyone should have a wonderful day. You too. You too.